Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a real nice one. And as promised, welcome to the program, Congressman Michael Turner. It's a pleasure to have you on.
Good morning, Brian. Thanks for having me.
All morning we've been talking a lot about this Khalid Sheikh Mohammed deal, really questioning Eric Holder's testimony yesterday, or reading. As I watched it, it was more of a reading than a Q&A session. He recognizes the fact we're at war. He promises a conviction and death penalty. I guess I'm wondering how it is that he's able to put some in U.S. criminal courts and some in military tribunals without really answering the primary question, which is, why is it better to try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed in New York in a civil court or in a criminal court rather than allow the military to try him?
Well, you know, this really is outrageous, and you've hit the nail on the head. You know, this administration has taken the tact that the military tribunals are somehow less credible. You know, I'm on the Armed Services Committee. I've been to Guantanamo. The military tribunals were set up in a way that, you know, absolutely they would get to the truth and we would understand what these individuals had done and justice would occur. But by bringing them to New York, another thing he's doing, which was what you've raised, is he's lessening the sense of justice in our court system by declaring that they're going to be found guilty before he gets them there, that they're going to have the death penalty. He's instead of raising our credibility, he's lowering the credibility of our federal system.
Couldn't agree with you more. And my view also is, a Congressman Michael Turner, he's exposing the American citizens, unlike exposing the military, of course, is going to be a target. Any foreign enemy is going to be at war with, and to the extent that they act violently toward us or they invite retaliation, they're going to be dealing with the American military. That makes perfect sense. The citizens of this country are not required to fight in that war. And quite often we get involved in political wars and, you know, some of the citizenry doesn't want to be involved. But from the outside perspective, looking in, I can see one of these terrorists, these murderers, viewing it as kind of a distinction. If the military does it, the military draws the ire, the military is to blame. I appreciate that they're under the American flag, but you're inviting citizens to have to convict someone who is involved in a military conflict. That exposes directly the citizenry of the United States as being responsible for the promised conviction and death of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Right, and our civil system is not set up for this. You know, our whole premise of protecting our constitutional rights in our courts allows judges to exclude evidence based on whether or not it was collected in a manner that was constitutionally. Now,
right.
Some of those are to protect the reliability of the information, but some of them actually are just to restrain the police.
Sure.
Seizures. Some of those tactics, which our military is not restrained from doing, actually gets the most reliable form of evidence. So on the battlefield, where our military is able to pursue those who are our enemy combatants and who are fighting our country, they along the way can collect evidence that a police officer can't, that in fact will be more reliable, not less reliable.
And that's something Holder didn't address. And all my years of practice, it was civil litigation. I didn't do any criminal litigation, but I'm familiar enough with the constitutional case law that addresses what you're talking about. You can't beat a confession out of a United States citizen and then use that confession in a criminal court. That I understand, and there's good reasons for it. How is Eric Holder going to deal with the evidentiary issues, which their defense lawyers are going to raise? Hey, we're entitled to all those confessions. We want to make sure that whatever statements you're using against him weren't beaten out of him or waterboarded out of him. All of that is going to expose America. It's going to expose the military. It's going to make us look terrible, of course. And it is going to weaken our ability to prosecute him. Do you have any concept, Congressman Turner, how they're going to get around that?
No, and again, with the point that you've raised, it goes even the next step. You know, let's say that he claims that, you know, even he's not Mirandized, he doesn't get his rights, he doesn't get the opportunity to have an attorney, and he makes statements that then lead us to a cave where all the information is that's able to be used to convict others. Under our federal courts, you can't pursue that secondary level of evidence.
It's like the old fruit of the poison tree doctrine, right?
And so you've got this issue of this guy who was captured by our military in what clearly is a conflict of war and ought to be handled in military tribunals, which is the way we've historically done it. We have a process in place that would ensure justice, that would ensure that we all know what happens and that we had the right people. And now they're going to taint our federal system and, as you said, put our cities at risk. There are people who are going to want to take action while these men are there, and just even the cost of protecting them is going to be exorbitant.
Congressman Michael Turner, couldn't agree with those words more.